My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
All right, how you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and by now, you most certainly know the deal here. So, I want you all to listen up once again and get a load of this. You've heard it said before, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Well, last week I spoke to you about Bronny James and the nonsense of him being drafted in the second round, pick number 55 by the Lakers. And here we are a week later, and nothing has changed. Just more of the Bronny James nonsense of him being drafted in the second round, pick number 55 by the Lakers. So like I said, I want you all to listen up because you're really going to want to get a load of this. Folks, I swear to you, I got done last week and I'm saying to myself, it's done. It's over with. Like, you know, how much more, you know, I'm going to spend time talking about this Bronny James nonsense. And I figured, okay, they drafted him. It was done. I was over with it. But I'm getting, for lack of a better term, I'm getting pissed off. I really am. You know, there was a time when LeBron James, to me, I couldn't wait to hear each night, wake up each morning to hear what he did from the time he came into the league. I mean, he was a man child when he came in. He's a superstar throughout his career. Arguably, you know, some people think he's the greatest. I'm a Michael Jordan guy, but that's not what this is about. Always a big fan. But then LeBron started talking, you know, BS about things that he makes himself out to be an expert and he's not an expert. He makes himself to be an expert about all kinds of business. He makes himself to be an expert on race relations. He makes this be an expert on anti-Semitism. And he don't know what the hell he's talking about. And this is not all about him. Don't get me wrong. But this is all, it all revolves around Bronny. His son, Bronny James, drafted with the 55th pick overall, second round NBA draft. Second round. Okay? And I went through, you know, some of the nonsense last week. But LeBron talks. Well, first let me tell you, Bronny made his debut. Bronny made his debut. Yesterday, made his debut in the summer league. Remember, folks, this is not like Caitlin Clark, the greatest scorer in NCAA history, coming out, having a game like this. This is Bronny James, a second round draft pick, 55th overall, and the only reason he was drafted as a favor to LeBron James. And anybody who thinks different is a fool. Okay? The Lakers, Rob Pelinka can say what he wants to say. I gave you some of the ridiculous quotes from him last week. And J.J. Redick, who, I'm telling you something, J.J. Redick better win big time, because they're going to come after him. And he's putting a bullseye on his back, on his front, on his forehead, on everywhere. He's just running his mouth like an arrogant SOB. But Bronny James, in his 22-minute debut, had 4 points. 4 points. Shot an unimpressive 2 for 9. Had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. All in 22 minutes. And you had cameras and lights, camera action, all lined up to see Bronny James. Bronny James, the son of LeBron James. And what cracks me up too is the media that's lapping this up. You know, I am not, you know, and I prefaced this last week. I'm not a LeBron James hater. I'm not a Bronny James hater. But you're talking to us like we're stupid. That's what pisses me off. Pelinka does it. Redick does it. LeBron does it. LeBron does it. He thinks, you know, he thinks he, just because he's LeBron, he can say anything he chooses and he's going to get away with it. People were asking him, how do you feel about your son being drafted? Okay. How do you feel about him playing, you know, now he's making his debut. You know what he said? I mean, it's always been a dream for us to be side by side in the NBA, to be side by side. You know what Bronny said? I told you this last week. What did Bronny say? I never really gave it a lot of thought about playing with my dad. Never really gave it a lot of thought. But now, Daddy is saying it was always been a dream for us, to be side by side. When they announced his name, I quote, when they announced his name, it was super surreal. Yeah, when they announced his name, it was super surreal. Like LeBron, he was sitting on pins and needles. He didn't know if the Lakers were going to draft his son, Bronny. His son, Bronny, who had a cardiac arrest, seizure, whatever it was, had a missed time during the season, who averaged 4 points, less than 5 points a game during the season, 19 minutes, whatever the heck it was in 25 games. This was drafted in the second round, 55th. This was the guy. And when I was speaking to you last week, I wasn't sure. This was a young man given a 4-year guaranteed contract for just under $8 million. $7.9 million. That is unheard of money for somebody drafted in the second round. A 4-year guaranteed contract. It's not a two-way contract where if he's in the G League, he gets X amount of dollars, where if he's with the Lakers, he gets X amount of dollars. This is a 4-year guaranteed contract. And LeBron, this is super surreal. And then we get the announcement after that LeBron, what's the exact number? LeBron signs a deal, a 2-year extension with the Lakers for $101.35 million, which is 2.7 below the $104 million max he could have gotten. So, because of the goodness of his heart, that's what he was doing. He was doing the Lakers a favor. No, it's quid pro quo. You take care of my son, I'll do this for you. And I'm sure they said, if you don't take care of my son, I'm bye-bye, so long, farewell. God bless. I have no qualms at all. And I said this to you last week with LeBron wanting his son to be drafted. We all want to do whatever we can for our children. I would do it for my children. I'll do it for my grandchildren, whatever. I certainly understand that. But you can't talk to people as if we're morons. And LeBron has done that. LeBron has done that time and time again. You know, people have forgotten that business with China and his remarks. Remember when Daryl Morey was the GM? You know, he's now with the Sixers. He was the GM with the Rockets. And he said, you know, fight for freedom, stand with... I mean, are you kidding me? And then LeBron was questioning, well, I wish maybe he should know more about the situation. Yeah, Maury knows about the situation. You know about the situation too, LeBron. You guys made plenty of money out of China. So that's why you were pissed off. And LeBron's got entitled to his opinion, but don't talk to us like we're morons. Same thing as when LeBron had those ridiculous, you know, yeah, he was tweeting out rap lyrics from a rapper. Yeah, everything is kosher. Let's get that Jewish money. And then he says, well, I thought it was a compliment. And if you remember back then, what I say to you at the time, yeah, go ask your Jewish owners who you played for in Cleveland and Miami if they thought that was a compliment. But again, that's not what this is about. This is about LeBron running his mouth, talking to all of us like we're morons. And it pisses me off. It was super surreal that my son was... It's mind-boggling to me. I had no intention, I promise you folks, I had no intention of talking to you now about Bronny James. But this, you can't get away from it. And we're talking about a guy who, if his name was not Bronny James, he would never have been drafted. No young man who was coming off a cardiac arrest, was seizure, whatever it was on the court, average 4 points plus per game, 19 minutes, was not even nothing special. He was nothing average. And he gets drafted in the second round and gets a 4-year guaranteed one-way contract. And you're going to talk to us like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, I mean, hey, come on. How great is this? And listening to Pelinka and J.J. Redick, who the hell is J.J. Redick? What has he won? What has he coached? I mean, he's sitting there arrogant. Saw him this past week sitting arrogant, sitting beside LeBron, talking about, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, no, as I told you last week, folks, here he is again. He earned everything he's got. And this is just, oh, are you kidding me? Well, yeah, I'm telling all you people out there, smart business decision. You know, the merchandise he's going to sell, the merchandise because of Bronny James. Think about that. This is J.J. Redick. J.J., you better worry about wins and losses as opposed to merchandise, because they didn't hire you to sell merchandise. They hired you to win. Or maybe not win, but maybe be an ass kisser to LeBron. Maybe that's what it's all about. Really? I just find you can't talk to the public like the public are morons. And folks, you've heard me. I've criticized the public. I've criticized fans for being unfair at times. But this is just condescending. You think, I mean, they think we're all stupid. And I do not understand, I don't understand how the media allows him to escape. And they really do. Maybe everybody just wants to be able to rub elbows with LeBron. We don't want to get on LeBron's bad side. I think this is an embarrassment for the Lakers. I think it's an embarrassment for LeBron. I think it's an embarrassment for his son. And you want to say, well, the son's laughing all the way to the bank. Hey, the son was born in a very fortunate position. The son was not born in the position that his dad was born in. okay? As I told you last week, you know, when LeBron said, the moment he said, this was 3-4 years ago, he said, no, my goal is to play with my son side by side in the NBA. The minute he did that, I told you this last week, the minute he did that, he put it out there, and that's brought all the attention to Bronny James. Yeah, he's a McDonald All-American. There's been a lot of McDonald All-Americans that didn't amount to anything. The Lakers, LeBron James. I don't want to say Bronny James is an embarrassment. The Bronny James situation is an embarrassment. But, you know, who's the kid? The kid's going to take, who's he going to take orders from? He's going to take it from daddy. Bronny James will never escape the shadow. Now, I said it before. No, not shadow. Bronny James will never, ever escape the eclipse of his son, of his father, LeBron. LeBron did this. LeBron created it. If you ask me, there's only one place Bronny can go from here, and that's down. And that's sad. And I said this to you last week, and I will end with it today. LeBron might think he's helping his son, but is he really? Or more so, is he really hurting him? And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Got to thank my home here at Bleav.com. Because I tell you each and every week, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you, the people out there. Because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. And again, please let me remind all of you, if you haven't done so already, please download the Yes app so you can do what other people are doing. Getting a load of me, Russ Salzberg, on the video edition of Get a Load of This, which comes out each and every week. All you got to do is download the Yes app, and a new one's there each week. But as I said, that's a wrap for now. I hope you all had yourselves a nice holiday weekend. And until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves a great week.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.